Welcome back to the OU Nachyomi Project and our series on the book of Dibrei Hayamim Aleph. In today's show, we study Perachav Aleph, chapter 21. Our series is sponsored with the help of the Cypress Foundation in conjunction with Tanakh.org. Pasuk Aleph, Ve'amot Satana Yisrael, Ve'yaset et David, Libnot et Yisrael. If you would translate this pasuk literally, it sounds like the Satan stood against Israel and incited David to count the people. Of course, we know that in Judaism, we don't believe in the separate entity of a Satan. Instead, this pasuk is coming to tell us that David's Yetzirah got the best of him, his evil inclinations. The Gemara Baba Batra, Daf Tet Zayin, Amud Aleph, explains that the word Satan is pretty much equivalent to what we would call nowadays the Yetzirah. The last chapter of Shmuel Bet is the parallel account. There we don't use the word Satan. There we just use the word Vayaset, that David was incited to do this. Follows the pattern which we see very often in Dibrei Hayamim, where even though we're recording earlier sources and earlier events, sometimes we'll change the words either to add some type of explanation to an earlier source to make it more understandable to the people of their generation. Recall this is several hundred years later, and now the stories are being recorded because they have special meaning to this new generation that's now returning. Sometimes we can also find slight changes which will come to emphasize a certain educational point which the prophetic authors of the book in the beginning of the Second Temple period are trying to make. This idea that we have to be very careful and aware of our evil inclinations, we will see, is going to be one of the main points of the chapter as we continue our study. So in Pasuk Aleph, we're told that David's evil inclination got the best of him, and for some reason he decided he wants to count the people. Therefore, Pasuk Bet, Vayomer David el Yoav, vel Sarei Ha'am, therefore David commands Yoav, the head of his army, and the ministers of his people, the bureaucrats who are going to be in charge of the census, L'chus Yifrut Yisrael, go count the people of Israel, mi Beersheba va'ad Dan, from the southern border of Beersheba to the northern border of Dan. This phrase, Beersheba to Dan, is used many times to describe the borders of the land of Israel. For example, in the opening pasuk of chapter 20 of Sefer Shoftim, Vaitzu kol b'nei Yisrael v'tikel ha'ida mi ki'ish echad l'midan v'ad Beersheba. Everyone gathered from Dan to Beersheba in order to go to war against Binyamin after the incident of Pidagesh Begiva. So here too, everyone is being counted from Dan to Beersheba. Ve'evu elai, and bring me, in other words, bring me their number. Ve'eda et misparam, and that way I will know the total population. But we'll see later on, it's not exactly the total population. We're going to see it's going to be a military census to count the number of soldiers. Ve'emer Yoav, Yosef Adonai alamo kahem mea pamim. God should add to the population of his people 100 times. Here we're paraphrasing what Moshe Rabbeinu says in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Yosef Hashem Alechem Kachem Elef Pamim Bivarech Echem Kasher Diber Lechem. There it's being said in a positive context. Here Yoav is relating to that and saying there's no need to count the people. And now Yoav explains why he's against taking the census. Halo Adonai HaMelech, my Lord, you're the king. Kulam Adonai Lavadim, all the people of Israel are to my Lord as servants. Lama Yevakesh Zot Adonai, why does my master request this census? Lama Yelo Ashma L'Yisrael, why should this bring guilt upon the people of Israel? Yoav is quite sure that this is not a good idea. It looks like there's something that he knows that God will become very angry if they undertake this census. Udvar HaMelech Chazak al Yoav, yet the command of the king was stronger than Yoav's opinion, and therefore Yoav listened to David. Ve'etzei Yoav, Yoav went out, Ve'etelech b'cho Yisrael, he went through all of Israel, Ve'yavo Yerushalayim, and he returned to Yerushalayim. In the parallel account in Sefer Shmuel, we find out the census took 9 months to gather all the information. Now the question is going to be, what is so bad about taking the census, and why is David going to be punished? We know from Parshat Ki Tisa, better known as Parshat Shkalim, from Perek Lamed Aleph in Sefer Shmuel, that it's forbidden to count the people, person by person. Instead, when we count the people, we take what's called a machzit ha-shekel, we take a half a shekel. Now if the only problem was taking the machzit ha-shekel, then you have can simply say, okay, I'll count the people, but use machzit ha-shekel. And David isn't telling Yoav, don't use a machzit ha-shekel. It doesn't seem that the problem here is the manner by which we count the people, but the very motivation to want to know the number of the people is what is not permitted. And the question is going to be why. Any commander of an army needs to know how many soldiers he has. We're going to read the next pasuk, and we're going to see that this was a military census. Pasuk hey, Ve'itein Yoav et mispar mifkad ha'am el David. Yoav gave the total number of the census of the people to David. Vahi Chol Yisrael, the total number of Israel was Elef Alafim Umea Elef Ish Olev Charev. Elef Alafim, which is 1,000 thousands, mean 1,000,000. Umea Elef means 1,100,000 men, Sholef Cherev, military men. V'Yehuda, 470,000 ish, Sholef Cherev. And from the tribe of Yehuda, 470,000 men of war. V'Levi u'Binyamin lo pakad b'tocham. In the census, it did not include the tribe of Levi and Binyamin. Kinitav davar hamelech et Yoav. Because Yoav was abhorred by this commander of the king to count the people. Now this last phrase, is it talking in general about this entire census, or is it coming to explain why Levi and Binyamin were not included in this number, that the commentators have a small disagreement over. But it's quite clear that Yoav was against doing this, but he did it anyhow. And Levi and Binyamin, because they have more to do with the Beit HaMikdash, Levi, Shevet Levi for sure, should not be counted in a military census, because it's their job to work in the temple and be teachers and judges. The tribe of Binyamin was always at odds with David because of the background of his taking over the monarchy from the house of Shaul, who was from the tribe of Binyamin. And not counting Levi and Binyamin could also explain the discrepancy between the total amount of the census here and the total amounts which are given in the book of Shmuel. Pasuk Zayin, Vayera b'nei Elohim, al hadavar hazeh v'yachet Yisrael. God was very angry at this, and he brought a plague on Israel. The psukim here do not explain what was so terrible about David's desire to count the people. And again, he's counting the military men, and any officer or commander of an army needs to know how many soldiers he has. So it doesn't make sense why God is so angry on the one hand, and it also doesn't make sense why is Yoav against it. If Yoav's the head of the army, he should want to have a military census of the people. There's a wide range of opinion as to what was so bad about David's decision to count the people, and there's also a wide range of opinion of why not only David was punished, but the entire nation was punished. There must have been some collective sin. But in light of our discussion so far of the book of Divrei Hayamim, I think it has to do with the overemphasis of military might, as we've seen in the last chapters. He expanded the borders way farther than any leader beforehand was able to attain. And as long as the goal of the expansion of borders is to secure the land for the people of Israel in order that they can prosper and become God's nation, that's fine. But we see here in chapter 21, when David wants to count the people, it seems like he wants to count the people pretty much the way, for the same reason like people like to count their money. If the goal is simply to count the people to know how many soldiers I have because I'm about to fight a war, so that's something that's necessary, and when we do that, we use a machzit ha-shekel to do it properly. But here it seems just gloating over your wealth, David being so proud of all of his accomplishments, this glory may have gotten to his head a little bit, and that would explain the background of the idea of Satan or Yetzer Hara, which causes people to do things like this. When people become strong and powerful, sometimes that power goes to their head. And even though there's a need to use military might when necessary, and to expand your army, and to grow, there's always a need to keep that in balance and not let that lead to haughtiness. That's exactly the danger which we see in chapter 8 in Sefer Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu warns the people that too much prosperity will lead to a statement of Kochi v'otzem yadi, asad li etachai alzeh, that all this prosperity is because of me, I was able to achieve all this. And of course, David, all through Sefer Tehillim and all through his life, is constantly thanking God and seeing the hand of God in his victories. But even someone as great as David sometimes falls to his Yetzer Hara and begins to develop a drop of haughtiness where his pride is simply in his accomplishments and not only in their purpose. If this explanation is correct, it would also explain why not only David is punished, but the people are punished as well. When one person sins, and the entire nation is punished because of sins of a single person, if we follow those stories throughout Tanakh, we usually find some thematic connection between the sin of that individual and the sin of the nation. If we're going to see later on that the entire nation is going to be punished because of David's sin of counting the people, and if David's sin of counting the people reflected a certain type of haughtiness, which was slowly getting out of control due to the tremendous successes of the army, there's a very good chance that that exact same haughtiness was not just a problem that David had, but it could very well be that that was a problem that was prominent among the people as well. We saw the same thing in our study of Sefer Yoshua with the sin of Achan. It wasn't just that Achan sinned, he took from the cherem, but that overconfidence that led him to taking from the cherem reflected an overall problem of overconfidence and a lack of a proper understanding how God was behind their victory. So if our explanation is correct, this would explain not only why David is punished, but would also explain why many of the people in the country are punished as well. The meaning of this to the people in this generation, in the beginning of the Second Temple period, I think is very important, because on the one hand, the prophets are encouraging the people to take initiative, to build up the city, to become a nation, but together with that always comes the danger of growth can also lead to haughtiness. To be aware that you have to be very careful when you accomplish things, and to make sure that those accomplishments don't get to your head, that alone would be a good reason to include this in the book of Divrei Hayamim. There'll be another reason why this story is included, which we'll see at the end of the chapter, because this will also be the reason why Har Bayit was chosen to be the place where the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built. We'll discuss this as we get to the end of the chapter. Pasuk Chet. Vayomer David El HaElohim. David says to God, seeing that he did the wrong thing and they're being punished, Chatatim od, I've sinned terribly, Asher asiti et hadavar hazeh, by doing this thing, V'ata, and now, Havernat avon avadecha, please take away the sin of your servant, Ki nizkalti me'od, because I've acted foolishly. Pasuk Tet. Vaydaber Adonai O God, Chozeh David Bemor. Hashem listens to David's prayer and sends his Navi God, God Chozeh. He was a Navi who was with David when he was running away, when he was running away from Shaul and during the early time of his reign. So God sends a message to David as follows. Lech v'dibarta el David Lemor. Go tell the following message to David. Ko ma Adonai, this is the word of God. Shalosh ani note alecha. I'm giving you a choice of three different punishments. Bechar lecha achat mehena v'esalach. You pick whichever one of these three punishments you want, and that's what I'm going to do to you. Ve'avo God David. God came to David, ve'yomer lo, and told him, Ko ma Adonai kebelach. This is the word of God. You receive these three choices, and take your pick. Im shalosh shanim ra'av. The first choice is 3 years of famine. That's famine for the whole nation of Israel. Ve'im shlosha chodashim nispeh lifnei tzarecha, or 3 months of losing battles against your enemies. Recall that David had achieved military victory one after the next in the last several years, and now God is warning him that he may lose 3 months of battles against his enemies. Ve'cherv oivecha lamaseget, and the sword of your enemy will be able to reach you. In other words, you can lose in battle for 3 months. Ve'im shloshit yamim cherev Adonai v'dever ba'aretz, or 3 days of the sword of God, which is a type of a plague in the land, some type of epidemic, which will cause a lot of people to die. U'malach Adonai mashchit b'chol gvul Yisrael, and the angel of God is going to come and cause destruction throughout all the borders of Israel. V'ata re'eh, and now go and see, ma'ashiv et shochi davar. What answer should I give to God who sent me with this message? Pasuk Gimel, we have the famous answer which we quote before we say Tachnun every day. V'yomer David al God. David responded to God, Tzar li me'od, I'm very, very sorry. Eplana bi'Adonai, I would rather fall in the hand of God. In other words, he picks the third choice, taking dever, taking the plague which comes directly from God. Ki rabim rachamav me'od, for he is very merciful. Uv'yad adam alapo, I would rather not fall in the hand of man, meaning I would rather not fall to my enemies, I'd rather fall in a plague from God. After picking the third choice of dever, Pasuk Yadalad, Vaitein Adonai dever b'Yisrael, therefore God brought dever, this plague on over Israel, Vaipom Yisrael shivim elefish, 70,000 people of Israel die. Pasuk Tetvav, Vaishlach Elohim malach liYerushalayim, God sent a malach to Yerushalayim, lashchita, to destroy it as well. Ucha shchit, when this epidemic came towards breaking out in Yerushalayim, Ra'a Adonai, God saw, Vayinachem al hara, he changed his mind about doing this evil. Ve'omer lamalach hamashchit rav, and he told to his angel that he had sent to bring this destruction, enough is enough. Ata heref yadecha, now hold back your hand. U'malach Adonai omed im gorn arnan ha'ivusim. And at that time the malach was standing over the threshing floor of a Jebusite named Arnan. Recall that Yerushalayim was once a Jebusite city. David had conquered the city, but the Jebusites still remained there and were living in that area. There was a threshing floor on the top of a hill, which later is going to become Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount, that belonged to someone named Arnan. And at that time, the Malach had reached the site a little north of Yerushalayim, the site which later became Har HaBayit. If you pay careful attention to the last two psukim that we read, and the psukim that will follow, there will be a lot of imagery from Akedat Yitzchak. In Breshit chapter 22, in Perach Chavet in Breshit, where we have the story of the Akedah, there also the command is given by Elohim to test Avram Avinu, and the tzivui of Elohim is to kill a son, and the malach of Yud Kevavke, the malach of Shem Havaya, God's special name, the name that includes the ability for God to have rachamim, to have mercy, is the one who tells Avram Avinu to hold back his hand and not sacrifice his son. So here the command was given to the malach Elohim, and then God's name Yud Kevavke changes his mind and decides to stop the evil. Pasuk Tetzayin, Vaisa David et inav. David lifted up his eyes, just like Avram lifted up his eyes and saw the aisle. David lifts up his eyes. Bayar et malach Adonai omed. He sees the angel of God standing. Bein ha'aretz ve'bein ha'shamayim, between the heaven and the earth. V'chabosh shlufa b'yodo, and his sword is drawn. Dutuya al Yerushalayim, outstretched about to attack Yerushalayim. V'ipol David v'zkinim mechusim b'sakim apanim. David and all the elders fell down on their faces, covered in sackcloth, in prayer to God. V'omer David el ha'elohim. David turned to God and said, Halo ani amarti limnot ba'am. It's my fault. It was my decision to count the people. V'ani hu asher chatati. I'm the one who sinned. V'hareya hareoti. I'm the one who did evil. V'ela hatzon nasu. But these sheep, my people, who I'm in charge of, what did they do wrong? Adonai Elohai, Hashem my God, tina yadcha vi. Give me the punishment instead. U'bevet avi, and punish my family. U'vamcha lo lemagefa. But with your nation, please don't let this plague continue to spread. It's my fault, not their fault. Pasuk Yudchet, U'malach Adonai amar al Gad lemor leDavid. In response to this prayer, the angel of God told God to tell David as follows, Ki aled David lakim izbeach laAdonai. What David needs to do, he must go up and erect a mizbeach for God, Begoren Arnan Haivusi, on the threshing ford of the field of Arnan the Jebusite. And if he brings a korban, if he brings a sacrifice on that spot, that will enable me to stop the plague. Vayal David bidvar God. David therefore went up based on the command of God, Asher diber b'shem Adonai, which God the prophet said in God's name. Vayashav Arnan, vayar tamalach. Also Arnan came and saw the same malach, the same angel. Varbat banav imom bitchabim. And he and his four sons were very scared of the sight of this angel, and they went and hid. Varnan dashkitim. At that time, Arnan was threshing his grain. Pasach of Aleph. Vayavod David ad Arnan. David came and approached Arnan. Vayabet Arnan. Arnan took a look. Vayar David. And he saw the king. He saw David. Vayitzei min hagoren. He went out of his threshing floor. Vayishtachu leDavid hapayim arza. And he bowed to the ground in front of David. Pasach abet. Vayomer David al Arnan. David said Arnan, Tameli makom hagoren. Please give me, or allow me to buy, the place of this threshing floor. Vayavne bo mizbech laAdonai. And I want to build there a altar to God. Bekesef maleit nehuli, I'll give you the full amount of money, as much as it costs, very similar to what Avram said when he bought Chevron. Veteatzer hamagefa me'aham, and this will enable the plague to stop from the people. Pasach avgimo, vayomer Arnan al David, Arnan told David, kachlach, take whatever you want. Vayas Adoni hamelech ato beinav, let the king do whatever he wants, whatever he thinks is right. Re'ei natati habakar lo'olot, look, I'm giving you the oxen that I'm using for my threshing floor. You can use those oxen as a korban olah, b'hamorigim le'itzim, and the morag, which is a wooden tool, which is used for the threshing floor. You can use that for wood, v'achitim le'mincha, and you can take the grain, the sweet, you can use that for a flour offering, hakon atati, giving everything, whatever you need. Pasach avdalad, v'yomer hamelech David l'Arnan, David answered Arnan as follows, lo, I'm not going to take it as a present, ki kono ekne b'chesef malei. I'm going to give you the full value, I'm going to give you the full price, and I'm going to buy it properly. Ki lo esa asher lecha l'Adonai. I'm not going to take something from you to give it to God. Ba'alot o lachinam. I'm not going to take freebies and give that as a present to God. I'd rather pay the full price and offer it to God properly. Pasuk hafei. Ba'itein David Arnan b'makom. David gave Arnan the amount of money on the spot. Shekli zahav mishkal sheshmot. Talents of gold weighing 600 shekel. Ba'even sham David mizbeach l'Adonai. After purchasing the field, David built this altar to God. Vaya olot ushlamim. He brought a burnt offering and a peace offering. Vayikra Adonai, and he called out to God. Vayaneu ve'esh min hashamayim. God answered him with fire from heaven. Al mizbach ha'olah, on this altar which he just built. Pasach chavzayin. Vayomer Adonai lamalach. In response to this offering and prayer, God told the malach to stop. Vayashev charbo el nidana. And he returned his sword back to its holder. And that stopped the plague and put the end to this epidemic. Pasach Chavchet. In light of these events, we're finally going to see why this story is recorded in Divrei Hayamim. Because of these events, the site of where the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built is chosen. Pasach Chavchet. Beit Ahi, at that time, Birot David Kanao Adonai, when David saw that God answered his prayer after bringing the sacrifice, Begorn Arnan Haivusi, on the threshing floor of Arnan the Jebusite, Vayizbach Sham, and he brought his korban there. Now we're going to have some additional background to explain the decision which is going to take place in the next pasuk.
Pasach Chavtet, Umishkan Adonai, the Mishkan of God, which is the usual place where people would bring korbanot, Asher Asam Moshe Bamidbar, the one that was originally built by Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert, Misbach HaOlah Beitahi, and the regular altar for the burnt offerings, Babama BeGivon. That, in the meantime, was in the high place in Givon. As we mentioned before, the Mishkan, after Shiloh was destroyed, first went to Nov and then to Givon. So the proper place to bring korbanot would have been in Givon. We'll see later on that Shlomo goes there to Daven. But because of this special situation, where they had to bring a korban to stop the plague, they were allowed to build an altar there, and they did not go to Givon. Therefore, Pasek Lamed, V'lo yechol David lalechel lefanav lidrosh Elohim, David was not able to go all the way to Givon to turn to God in prayer, ki nivat mipnei cherev malach Adonai, because he was scared and frightened by the sword of a malach Hashem that was standing over Yerushalayim. Therefore, Vayomer David, we're going to go into chapter 22, the first pasuk, David said, Zehu Beit Adonai Elohim. This site is going to be the place where you're going to build a house for God. Vezem Mizbech Le'olah L'Yisrael. And this is going to be the altar for the burnt offerings for Israel. In other words, in light of this story, David is going to choose the place where he's going to build the permanent house for God, the Beit HaMikdash. Notice also, this last pasuk sounds very much like Yaakov's reaction to his dream when he saw the Malachi Hashem going up and down. Yaakov answers in Perach Chavchet, in chapter 28, in the beginning of Parshat Vayitzeh in Sefer Breshit, Ein ze kim beit Elohim v'ze shara shamayim. Here David says, Zehu beit Hashem Elohim v'ze mizbech lo'olah l'Yisrael. So based on the end of the story, it's quite clear why this story is included in the book of Divrei Hayamim. Now that David has decided on the site where the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, the next chapter will detail how he prepares for the construction of that site even before he dies, in order that when Shlomo would become king, everything would be ready to build this house for God.